Big Smiles or Reward Enough Food Box Program Volunteer. At one time in the past, a volunteer who delivered boxes for From the Good Food Box Program to Youth Haven was running late, which could prevent Simcoe County's homeless shelter for youth between the ages of 16 to 24 from an essential supply. That's when volunteer Tracy Page stepped up and filled the role, providing relief for teens and young adults facing food insecurity at the shelter, a nonprofit grant recipient of the Good Food Box Program in Barrie. Page told Barrie Today that by seeing the youth gathered out front waiting to go inside, she realized that food insecurity is a real problem, among the many difficulties they experience. When I was walking back to my vehicle after delivering the boxes, every one of the youths thanked me with big smiles on their faces. It still brings tears to my eyes thinking about it, she says. Paige has a routine of volunteering for the Good Food Box on the pack and pickup days, every second Wednesday of the month. Because she works full-time, she can't assist with unloading trucks, sorting items, and packing boxes in the mornings. Instead, she helps with the end-of-day pickups and cleanup. I assist the lead by working with other volunteers greeting people, helping distribute the boxes and bags, and loading them in people's vehicles. Operated by Urban Pantry Barrie under the umbrella of the Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA, the Good Food Box program provides affordable selections of fresh produce and pantry items. Paige herself started purchasing the box years ago, and then jumped into volunteering for the program following a call for help. She said the team is especially mindful of ensuring no waste is left. If there are packages not picked up, or extra produce, it's all set aside for donation to local people experiencing food insecurity, she says. Paige's big dream for the program is to hit 500 boxes distributed each month before the end of 2022. Currently, the program sells and delivers more than 300 boxes per month, and they hope to double that in 2023. The free boxes delivered to nonprofits like Youth Haven are supported by grants that the Good Food Box applies for, by corporate donations, and thanks to general community members using the Pay It Forward box option on the program website. I hope to see many people choosing to support the Pay It Forward program, which support locals experiencing food insecurity, Paige says. With inflation on the rise, Tracy said that food insecurity is particularly alarming in the Simcoe-Muskoka region. The fact is that one in seven households in our area already experiences food insecurity. Urban pantry programs such as the Good Food Box help to reduce food insecurity in our area, she adds. Also a volunteer with the City of Barrie's Community Gardens, another program operated by Urban Pantry Barrie, Paige finds what she does through community programs very rewarding. Whether that's handing someone their Good Food Box, seeing the gardeners with their harvest, or watching people enjoying a walk through our community gardens, the best part of volunteering is seeing people's happiness, she says. The Urban Pantry programs are supported by private donations and the Ontario Trillium Fund. For more information, visit www.barriegoodfoodbox.com.